standards, the fire engine, the swine, the soft sour, the sonic, the sonic.
In addition to the estimated 23 million Americans who have diabetes, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics says 57 million more have prediabetes, a condition that indicates that you are at risk for developing diabetes. Fortunately, you can take steps to prevent or delay developing the disease. If you have one or more risk factors, have your glucose levels tested, even if you do not show symptoms. Common symptoms of diabetes include frequent urination, increased fatigue, excessive thirst, irritability, extreme hunger, blurred vision, and unusual weight loss. According to the National Diabetes Education Program and the National Medical Association, adopting routine physical activity habits, making healthy food choices, and losing as little as 10 pounds can help individuals prevent or delay the onset of diabetes. Talk to your doctor before making any lifestyle changes. To learn more, call 1-888-693-6337 and ask for a free copy of Your Game Plan to Prevent Type 2 Diabetes, or visit nmadiabetesnet.org.
We interrupt this epic struggle between good and evil for the following announcement. Having trouble getting that high score? Stuck on the final boss? Pwned by noobs? No problem. Just
power up.
With a great mix of video game soundtracks, game music remixes, and bitpop. So join me, Player One, every Monday morning from 1:30 to 3 a.m. here on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. We now return you to your epic battle, already in progress. Oh, hey, look out for that.
Ah!
Ooh, ouch. Sorry about that.
Are you sick and tired of the tomfoolery of today's youth? Stupid hot tub sandwich parties, rad attitudes, and bad haircuts? Do you find yourself disappointed by all the swearing on the radio? If you answered yes, this message is for you. Some of the following material may be considered indecent or objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
You
You are listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. It is time for our weekly test of the emergency alert system. This was a test of the emergency alert system. We will now return to our regularly scheduled programming on WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, the voice of Case Western Reserve University.
Hi there.
Hey.
So, yes, you are listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University, and we've made nifty noise already with the emergency alert.
It's a noise all to itself.
It is. It almost would be great if we could continue to do that, but we would run out of the tape soon enough.
I think there would probably be other ramifications too.
I don't know. Because I had talked about this once with some people that used to do a different show. What was that show again? It had three people.
The Nagoya Mathematical
Journal.
Yes.
Yes. So, and one of them was saying that we could probably just do a bunch of EAS. But probably there would be some people that would be a little peeved. Probably the other radio stations that would get the...
Yeah, the people who are downstream of it would definitely be...
What the heck are you doing? So yeah, probably not good. But I have some noise that I have for at least the other part of the hour, or even in this one.
Okay.
Was running around, but noise.
Yeah, we're gonna make that happen.
Okay. Let's do it.
Wow.
Material in this program may be found indecent or objectionable by some members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is strongly advised.
Thank you. Live or work at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune in 1987 or before? If so, you may have been exposed to contaminated drinking water. In the early 1980s, two unregulated solvents were found in drinking water systems serving portions of Camp Lejeune. Estimates indicate the water may have been impacted from 1957 to 1987. ATSDR, a federal public health agency, and the National Academy of Sciences are conducting research to evaluate whether adverse health effects are associated with exposure.
Military leaders urge those who were at Camp Lejeune in 1987 or before to register now. To register, visit the website at usmc.mil/clsurvey or call 877-261-9782.
Some of the following material may be considered indecent or objectionable by some members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised. Okay, there it is.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
Yes?
I've still got the reverb on.
Oh, on your mic?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you're.
That's because I'm.
You're
in
tripping.
I'm in a different.
That's why.
No. I'm in a different room from you. It's a much bigger room.
Apparently so. Even though you're sitting right next to me.
No.
Oh, we have to have the illusion.
Exactly.
And I like it when I make my voice crack. So, it's Press the Button, and you're listening to WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, wait, why do they have 2000? Oh, she already has her 2010 specials up.
Wow.
She plans very far in advance. Just looking at the list of specials for this spandex course. It's quite the year.
Then you don't have to get mad. All I said.
Quite. Noise. That works?
Oh, that's a video.
Well, video's fine. They just won't be able to see it. Or maybe they can.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Cool.
Do we want to call in to let us know if they see it?
Yes.
So, if you do see it,
which would be impressive.
Which would be, yes. 216-368-2208. And when the phone stops ringing, your voice will be live on the air.
Yes.
Thank you.
what she said.
Thank you. WFM 91.1 Cleveland.
How far would you go to help someone? Would you go 1,000 miles from home to learn from and work with people the rest of the world only reads about? The Peace Corps serves over 70 countries around the globe in education, health, business, IT, agriculture, and the environment. And they're looking to increase their number of volunteers, all ages, from all walks of life. Explore how the Peace Corps can fit into your future. Talk to a Peace Corps recruiter at 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.com.
They say it's me, it makes you
baby, walk right in and turn it on. WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland for the best music in the public domain.
You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
Some of the following material may be considered objectionable by members of the listening audience. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
I think people that live in orange living rooms ought to be rounded up by the government and sent to re-education camps.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the producers and not those of Case Western Reserve University, its staff, management, or students, nor are they the opinions of WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland.
I mean, imagine it! Orange living rooms!
For the